Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So guys, we always ask our guests what their favourite sports book is, and I would like to hear your choices.
I went for The Nowhere Men by Michael Calvin, which is an incredible book about the kind of the unseen aspects of football. So that one in particular is about scouts and the scouting world. And I think what Mike does so well is to tell these unseen stories, but to back away and let the characters themselves emerge and tell their own stories. I found it fascinating as someone who has always been quite intrigued by the world of, you know, talent spotting. It's just this incredible insight into these obsessed characters who do so much for so little money, but just because of their love of the game. And so I would pick that one. And then in the same kind of theme, sorry, am I allowed to? I don't know.
Go for it.
Under the Lights and In the Dark by Gwendolyn Oxenham, which is, it's a similar book in many ways, but it's about the untold stories of women's soccer. And so she takes you on these journeys all over the world, introducing you to these new voices and really giving you a proper impression of what these female footballers are really, their day-to-day lives are like. And it's just fascinating.
Is that female footballers in the US, or is it throughout the world?
It's across. I mean, a lot of it, I believe she is based in the US. So I think a lot of it is based around players who have played in the US. But it's got this really nice international angle. So you've got players from Africa, and you've got players from South America. And just that kind of, you get that amazing insight that you don't often get in the world of football, which so often seems to be quite closed and very guarded. You just have this real sense of the actual life of these players, and it's just, yeah, amazing.
I suppose that kind of joins your two books together, because that's what struck me about The Nowhere Men as well, that it was this look at a part of football culture that very few people knew about and very unheralded, but also when you think of how much money is in football, but it was strange to see that these guys were earning so little money and putting in so much, driving up and down motorways 5 or 6 times a week to see reserve matches and getting paid very little for it. So it was a really fascinating insight into an area that I'd never really thought of before.
Yeah, and I think that's his kind of, he's gone on to write these other books where I think maybe they're equally intriguing jobs, but maybe they're a bit more common in terms of culture. You know, we think about them a bit more, like the book on managers and things like that. But I think the one about scouting just stood out for me as one where he really tapped into something that is really interesting, but also is a kind of unthought of area.
And Tom, what about yourself?
Yes, I kind of have two as well. One football related, and then one other. So the football one is why I haven't picked up in a while, but I remember it's stuck with me from when I read it. Was The Season with Verona by Tim Parks. Just I think I've just always been very attached to those sorts of books that give you that behind the scenes sort of just a close up look of following a team through a season and the ups and downs and the passion of the fans. And so that one, and I think at that time was very, very interested in Italian football too. So that one definitely stuck with me. And also, since I moved to Canada particularly, although kind of before too, I was a big basketball fan. So I had the other one I had on my list was a Michael Jordan biography called Playing for Keeps by David Haberstam, which I think I'd pick that one more just because I think as time passes and the recency bias of sort of newer players come along, maybe with more clips, like those books that kind of chronicle great players from other generations for audiences that wouldn't have got to see them. I can think of football ones sort of along the same lines too, where it's like you sort of hear about how great a player was, but it's important to kind of have those sorts of books to really put it there for future generations to sort of see just sort of what a one of a kind talent certain players were and the skill level people hear about. But it's often those books that kind of then dig into the effort and the commitment and the sort of the smaller things that wouldn't come across just from watching on TV.
Yeah, I think that's two brilliant choices. I actually interviewed Tim Parts for this podcast about a month ago, and it was a fascinating chat because he's such an interesting guy. I mean, he's predominantly a fiction writer, I think, Tim. But I reread the book, and the thing that struck me was just the intensity of the experience. But it was a fantastic insight into Italian society as much as anything, because he reflects on the whole panorama of Italian society as much as the football.
Yeah, no, it's funny. I have a good friend who's living there now, and hearing some of his stories about he's in Milan, like following the teams there and just life there, it's reminders of some of the stories that came up in Tim's book.
Yeah, and the Halberstam one is probably my favorite sports book, I think. And I think it's amazing that I don't think there's any direct quotes from Jordan in the book, but it's just this wonderful writer spending time around planet Jordan, if you like, and just soaking in all these details and then writing it with such authority.
Yeah, and I think there's so many of those Jordan biographies out there, and I read a couple of the other ones, but this one definitely stood out for exactly the reason you said, of just that you get to know him in a way that I think you don't probably as much through the other ones.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.